You mean like sort of on...
I guess I love you.
Tragedy struck.
I see you haven't lost your touch.
All right, guys, it's Tyler here with Project Nerd coming to you live from the floor at Gen Con 2019. I'm here at the Goliath booth with Allie Lloyd. Allie, please tell me what these things are I'm looking at.
Hello. These are our Glowbots. They're collectible statues that you build yourself with LED lights. So it's like a really cool kind of like a light bright figure. And we've got the DC license, we've got our Gen Con exclusive Robin, the Batman, the Joker, and then we also have Harley Quinn, Superman, and Wonder Woman who aren't here today. But what's really neat about these is you actually have to build them yourself. So they come with the naked body, the peg pack, and the template, and you actually have to construct Robin. And then he lights up, and then he can go through different light cycles, so you can have the nice clear white light and see him bright and shiny, or the different colors. And what's really cool about these is, say I have the Joker, and he's nice, but I really want to have Wonder Woman. I can take out the Joker's peg, buy a Wonder Woman peg pack, and just switch him up.
It's fantastic. I'm looking at them, and they look fantastic. I love this Batman one here in the blue and stuff like that. How long does it take someone to put one together?
I would say about a half an hour, depending on how long your fingernails are.
Fair enough. Yeah, they're fantastic. I feel like these have probably been a pretty big hit so far.
They have been a pretty big hit, and these are totally new territory for us. You know, we've got the preschool games, we've got the family, we're breaching into adult, but collectibles are totally new. And it's just been really great to see people, you know, at Gen Con like them and appreciate them.
Fantastic. I love them already. I'm probably going to have to get one. But let's talk about may cause side effects, because that's probably my favorite thing of yours.
Okay. Side effects is hysterical. It's a new charades game that's kind of like Taboo. So you're part of a new clinical study for a new drug. And as usual, in the very beginning, things don't go so well. And so you've got some side effects. So you break up into two teams, and you're trying to get your team to guess a word on your card. So say my card is eyes. That would be easy enough in a normal game of charades. But oh no, I also have to act out my side effects. So I have to act like I'm boxing with an invisible opponent and talk while breathing in heavily while trying to get my team to guess the word eyes.
This puts a whole new spin on charades. Do you always get a red and a blue every time you're acting one out?
Every time.
That's fantastic. And then what determines which of these side effects that you have to set out?
So the words on the cards have different colors. And at the beginning of the game, you pick a color. So if my color is blue, I would stick with it for the whole game. And how it works is you get a whole minute to go through as many cards as possible.
Fantastic. I'm already looking at some of the exposed blue and red cards for those of you listening at home. I see one where you have to gently pat your teammate's head, one where you have to speak as quickly as possible, one where you have to be a sports commentator. I gotta be honest, the boxing while talking while breathing is my favorite so far. This sounds like it would be a lot of fun at parties. Have people who've played it seem to like have a really good time?
People seem to have a really good time. It's been our biggest seller and hit today. And what I really like about the game is even if you don't like acting things out and you're not, you know, really happy with doing that kind of thing, these are goofy cards. They're not embarrassing.
What's the best combination you've seen so far?
There's one where you have to, you know, show off your muscles, which is lots of fun. And then there's another one where you have to scream at the start of every sentence, Kevin, no. Mom said no.
All right. I'm already on board. Definitely going to get side effects. So what else do we have here at Gen Con that you guys want everyone to know about?
We have the Misery Index.
So tell us about Misery Index. This is based on the television show, right?
Well, the television show, I don't know if you're familiar with our card game Shit Happens.
I am.
Okay, well, Shit Happens came out a couple years ago. A couple expansion packs came out based on the game. We think it's hysterical, and TBS thought it was hysterical, too. So they have a new show coming out called the Misery Index, which airs on October 22nd. That's based on Shit Happens.
Okay.
So we thought that was awesome. So we made a new game called the Misery Index, which is very similar to Shit Happens with the same mechanic of guessing and placing the cards. However, you've got three rounds of play.
Okay.
In Shit Happens, you're trying to get to 10 cards. In the Misery Index, once you get to 8 cards, you enter round 2.
Okay.
And in round 2, 3 cards are read to you, and you're trying to place them in numerical order.
All right.
So we can give it a try. You have sex with the oldest person you know. Mid-air turbulence. A wet dream about your father.
Who? I gotta go worst to best or best to worst?
Best to the worst.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go turbulence. God, I know a lot of people who don't like flying. Flying doesn't bother me. I'm gonna go turbulence, sex, wet dream.
No. Got him wrong.
Sex with the oldest person you know, significantly worse than wet dream about dead. Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad that mid-air turbulence is only an 8 because I know some people for whom that is like a 50, but for me that's like a 3. It's fine.
So then you keep going until you get that right, and then you enter the final round.
Okay.
And in the final round, you have to guess the actual number within a 10-point radius. So between like 80 to 90, 5 to 15, that kind of a deal.
Okay, what do we got?
You crashed into an open car door while bicycling.
Based on these ones we had before, I'm going to go 25.
What is your range?
My range is going to be 15 to 25.
You'd be correct. 23.5.
Nice.
So then you are the winner.
All right. I'm 100% on board with the game. I'm already good at it. That's fantastic. And this one, I mean, this seems like a lot of fun. Like, Shit Happens is really great. This puts a whole other spin on it. Has this one been a big hit so far?
It has been a big hit. We're trying to get the word out that it's not Shit Happens. It is
a little bit different.
It's got the rounds. And I think that's where the confusion is.
A little bit more than just putting things in order and everything.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a whole lot more to it. That's awesome. What's the highest misery index card in there? Is there something just awful, awful, awful?
I believe 100 is being buried alive.
Okay. That tracks. That tracks. 58's the highest one I've seen so far, but some of these are pretty rough.
I mean, we can definitely dig through. Here are some high ones over there.
Smell like a fart for the rest of your life. 77.5. That's pretty rough.
Ouch.
Vomit milkshake. You have to drink it. 75.5. Okay. After something like Shit Happens, you sit there and be like, I don't know how we're going to come up any more of these. And then sit down and all of a sudden you're like, oh, nope, we found way worse things.
You know, it just takes some dirty minds to, you know, get going.
I've seen someone over here waving a wand. Tell me about Harry
Potter. I will tell you about Harry Potter Spellcasters. So this is our new Harry Potter game featuring everyone's favorite wizard. And essentially this is for ages 6 and up. It's a nice, easy, young family game. Charades with a wand. So you've got two sets of cards. You got your big cards and your little cards. And each card has a different spell on it. So if it was my turn to be the spellcaster, I would pull a spellcaster card and then wave my magic wand and draw it in the air. And you would have to match that card with the cards that are out.
Neat. I can see kids having a lot of fun with this. This is fantastic.
It is. And it can go on for as long or as short as you like. And it comes with a collectible wand.
Awesome. Whose wand is it? Is it Harry's?
It is good old Harry's.
That's nice. So, you guys have had games in the past for young people, but I'm assuming Harry Potter all of a sudden just brings in a whole other fan base.
It really does. You know, we had a Harry Potter event today. It sold out. Was not expecting that, but it was awesome. You know, people love them.
Yeah, my local board game shop just recently had a Harry Potter night, and this would have gone over amazingly well. Awesome. So far, I mean, we've had the Globots down there, which I love. I want that Batman so bad. Side Effects, which might be my new favorite game. Misery Index, and the Harry Potter spellcasting game. Sounds like a lot of things happening in Goliath right now.
There are. We're busy, busy bees making new stuff.
Awesome. Well, everyone, please check. If people want to pick up these games, though, from Goliath, what's the best thing they can do?
Amazon, Target, Walmart.
Fantastic. So, guys, please go pick up some Goliath games. I'm definitely going to be playing May Cause Side Effects. But, Allie, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for stopping by.
And, guys, this has been Project Nerd coming to you live from Gen Con 2019.